I can get everybody's attention, as everybody finishes kind of getting their food and getting seated, we're going to get started because we want to be sure to leave plenty of time for questions and discussion following our presentation, which will start in just a minute. Welcome to all of you. I'm Bill Squadron. I'm president of OurEnergyPolicy.org and the Our Energy Policy Foundation. And a special welcome to everyone here today. And for those of you who have been with us before, I'm sure you noted that we are growing, changing. This is a larger venue, mostly, of course, due to our extremely distinguished guest, Richard Kaufman, but also a reflection of the fact that we as an organization are really taking things to another level. And I'll talk for just a minute about that. But we're finding that the mission of the organization, which is to bring diverse perspectives together online, at live events, in states, in Washington, and everywhere we can develop that kind of dialogue, is really beginning to resonate with many people across the spectrum. We're finding that there's a real interest in having viewpoints that are different politically, viewpoints that take different perspectives from the industry. And today, I'm sure as you look around, it's unusual to bring together people from utilities, corporate, finance, law, nonprofit, academia, you know, everybody together who has the same goal, which is to work on sound energy policy for the future of the country. And we're finding, even in Washington, where it's not easy necessarily to bridge divides every day, that that message is resonating. And in fact, I put up our website. I don't know how many of you use it regularly. I don't know how many of you exactly. I know a number of you are participants in our discussions online and are registered as expert participants. I would encourage all of you, if you're not, to please visit it and sign up. And participate in the discussions. This past week, for example, this one in the upper left on energy security is hosted by Congressman Fred Upton, who chairs the Energy Subcommittee in the House. And, you know, increasingly we're finding that people on Capitol Hill are using the platform to solicit views from different quarters that they don't typically hear from, and also as a way of reaching out and making their proposals more accessible to the energy community. We're also working closely and increasingly with people at the state level. In fact, next week in Detroit at the annual meeting of NASEO, the National Association of State Energy Officials, we're co-hosting what will be a plenary discussion on electric vehicles. And increasingly we're working with people at the state level on some of the kinds of pioneering things that are happening here in New York. So I really would urge all of you to do you know, everything you can to you know, be supportive of our efforts to grow. In fact, one of the things I'm going to talk to you about in a little while is the fact that as we've grown these live events, we're beginning to have institutional sponsors and support. I'd like to thank Con Edison and U.S. Grid for being kind of our initial sponsors. I'm going to turn this over to Jay Warnklein, the chairman and CEO of U.S. Grid, in just a minute. But I'm talking to a number of you in the room who you know, also have expressed an interest in being supportive of what we're doing here. The other thing I'd just like to call your attention to, because it's not something that a lot of people realize, is we've also created online a resource vehicle, a resource which is a research vehicle. So it's a library of articles, studies, reports, papers, really everything energy related, but it's far better than trying to do research via Google, because it's very well indexed, tagged, organized in a way that is designed to allow people who are doing work on energy policy issues, whether it's academic work or policy work in the government, or advocacy work, to be able to access up-to-date papers and other materials that are being issued on energy subjects. And I'd really encourage all of you to take advantage of this resource. Okay. So I'm going to turn this over in just a second to Jay Warnklein. I just want to thank him and U.S. Grid for being supportive. As I said, Con Edison, our other kind of pioneering sponsors here today. And Jay, if you can say a few words, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
So the notion that we can all come together and really think together about critical issues is such an extraordinary boon for us. And to have this platform is a great service. And thank you very much, Bill and Carolyn and team, for all that you've done to make this happen. I would also like to say that this resource is extraordinary. And most of you are probably like me up to this morning, where you haven't really spent a lot of time on the website, if any. I would just say, go to the website and take a look at the resources and the materials. What I found was, looking at the diversity of issues, such as climate change, just on climate change, the white papers and the quality of thinking that's come in the various papers, and the extraordinary pedigree of the authorship of the papers, it gives you in one place a wonderful foundation from which to think about climate change, or electric vehicles, or energy efficiency, or the future of nuclear power, or so many different issues that are thought about in great detail. And I think that I think every one of us will find that it can really help us think more clearly and get some of the ammunition that we want to help form our own views on the subject. So with that in mind, I would just say that thank you very much, Bill, for this. I very much look forward to Richard's comments and remarks, and look forward to helping this organization grow into the kind of potential that it has over the years ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks. So it's now my privilege to introduce Richard Kaufman. I want to encourage everyone to think about questions and comments, because we'll have plenty of time after his presentation to do what is really the hallmark of our organization, which is to encourage people to express diverse viewpoints, ask questions, engage in a real dialogue with each other about the issues that Richard's going to talk about. I think probably no one in this room needs me to introduce Richard, because his career has been so extraordinary. I mean, you all know his pedigree in the financial community at Goldman Sachs as CEO of Good Energies, which was a leading investor in clean fuels, as an advisor, senior advisor to Energy Secretary Chu, and of course, since 2013, in the Cuomo administration as the energy czar for New York State, overseeing the entire energy portfolio in this state, from the Department of Public Service to NYSERDA, New York Power Authority, LIPA, and so forth, and of course, as the visionary and architect of the Reforming the Energy Vision initiative, which has served not only as a pioneering force in this space for New York State, but as a model for states all over the country. So it's my great pleasure to introduce to you Richard Kaufman.